Delaware Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long is running to succeed John Carney as governor. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that controversies, both new and old, involving her husband, Dana Long, could be a drag on her campaign.
Hall Long recently had to amend 7 years' worth of campaign finance reports to account for $207,000 in previously undisclosed payments to her husband, who was her campaign treasurer, too. Her reports now say the checks were repayments for loans that she, not her husband, made to her two campaigns for lieutenant governor. The veteran politician also failed to follow state law requiring her to report her husband's home rental business on her annual financial disclosure statement. Since 2018, Dana Long has owned 9 homes north of Wilmington that he rents to tenants who receive federal rent subsidies. Claire Snyder Hall of Common Cause Delaware says she's troubled by Hall Long's failure to report her husband's venture as a landlord.
It is clearly required by the Delaware Code, and we need public officers to follow the Delaware Code because it's very important for voters to be able to trust their elected officials, and part of that is being able to see when there's a potential conflict of interest, which is what that section of the code gets at, that you could be making decisions as a public officer that directly benefit yourself or yourself indirectly by benefiting your spouse.
Snyder Hall has joined others calling on the Democratic lieutenant governor to release an audit that she said was conducted of her campaign finances. Dana Long had been his wife's volunteer treasurer since she first ran for office in 2000. He had remained out of the limelight until 2014, when he was caught on camera stealing Vote Republican signs a week before Election Day. The video was posted on YouTube, and he was arrested for theft. The video captured Long trying to get away and claiming he was doing nothing wrong.
Those aren't your signs, bud.
There is no name on these signs.
Yes, they are. Look at right here. Property of the Republican Party.
We got you, brother. We got your license plate, your face, and everything.
At the time, Hall Long admitted that her husband was, quote, the man depicted in the video, but said she was not involved. Hall Long would not agree to an interview about the controversies involving her husband and how they might impact her bid to become governor. She said in a written statement that he will not be on the ballot and that, quote, rehashing these old rumors and stories that have already been addressed is a distraction for voters. Samuel Hoff, a Delaware State University political science professor emeritus, counters that while she's a popular politician elected twice to statewide office, the issues involving her husband are not trivial ones.
When you combine that with the idea of general mistrust in government, that becomes part of what I call that drip-drip against Bethany that isn't healthy. The idea is for her to get out in front of it and put this thing to bed, or else the drip-drip is going to become a flood.
Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer is Hall Long's primary opponent. He says she should release the audit and disclose her husband's home rental business.
When I go to work each day, both as county executive and running for governor, I know that I and my family are in this for public service and not self-service. I think everyone who goes into this should be in it for that reason.
The winner of the September 10th Democratic primary will advance to the November general election. No Republican has yet declared a candidacy. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.